I have always struggled with my weight. I can remember from as early as 6 being aware of it. I look back now and realize weight for me was a way of having any form of control in the hectic mess of my childhood and mental illness. I remember family and friends would say, "Oh, look how tall and skinny she is," or "Her figure is amazing to look how skinny she is." And as a child with the lowest self-esteem who was getting bullied in school and had more than dysfunctional life, I clung on to those comments and the idea that if I wasn't good at anything else, I was good at being skinny. Fast forward a few years to 2014, you can see from the picture that medically for a 5'9" female, I am not overweight. I was classed by BMI standard as underweight, in fact, and I was also miserable, still hating myself and still disgusted at how I looked and how big I thought I was. 2016, I was at my worst. I truly don't remember looking like that because I never once looked at myself and seen anything but overweight. I was suicidal, hadn't long lost my mom to cancer, and I was in a relationship I didn't want to be in, and the only form of control I had was my weight. It sounds mad, but I didn't even realize I had a problem with food. I honestly thought I was just trying to be healthy. Fast forward to now, I'm in a relationship with the greatest human ever. I am doing well at work and I've got real friends and my mental health is doing well, and I'm the heaviest I've ever been because one of the medications I take that keep me so healthy also makes me hungry. I've taken this medication in the past and always stopped because I couldn't deal with the weight gain. I would make up some excuse, but I knew the real reason. This time I'm not going to give in so easy. Am I saying it's easy? Absolutely not. There have been tears when I've outgrown all my clothes and days I have been disgusted at myself. But I am the happiest and healthiest I've ever been, and I'm learning that I can't trust my own eyes. I have never looked at another human being and judged them by their size, and I truly believe it's what's on the inside that counts, so why do I put those opinions on myself? Continues in comment. 3 hours. Akdame to all my beautiful followers, if you are worried about medication that could potentially make you better because of some extra weight, just remember we don't take our bodies with us when we are gone. I know it's not easy, and for me, it's a daily battle along with my other struggles, but I feel like for this month or this week or even just today, I am winning against the awful monster that is mental illness, and if you're reading this, know you're not fighting alone. Revolving hearts. Disclaimer, some will say I'm still at a perfectly fine weight now. Please don't feel I'm saying anyone my size or bigger is bad. I'm talking from the eyes of mental illness and eating disorders don't work like that. I think every human, no matter their size, color or gender, is beautiful, and I've never thought any different about anyone except myself. Hashtag eating disorder recovery, hashtag eating disorder awareness, hashtag edge recovery, hashtag eating disorder support, hashtag anorexia recovery, hashtag anorexia nervosa recovery, hashtag eating disorder, hashtag anorexia fighter, hashtag mental health, hashtag ed fighter, hashtag bulimia recovery, hashtag ed warrior, hashtag anorexia, hashtag edge recovery warrior, hashtag anxiety, hashtag recovery win, hashtag ed fam, hashtag anorexia recover, hashtag ed recovery journey, hashtag OCD, hashtag ed recovery community, hashtag eat it a be added, hashtag anorexia nervosa, hashtag pro recovery, hashtag recovery as possible, hashtag ed recovering, hashtag haste, hashtag binge eating recovery, hashtag mental health matters, hashtag anna warrior.